Now we turn our attention to another oil-producing giant, Venezuela. Its president, Nicolas Maduro, has just done something that seems totally counterintuitive at a time of falling oil prices. He raised the price of gasoline in Venezuela. It's part of his government's plan to try and rescue the country's crashing economy. Hannah Dreyer reports from Caracas for the Associated Press. So first of all, Hannah, I know Venezuela had some of the lowest prices per gallon on the planet, but even so, the price hike now represents a 6,000% increase? Really?
Yeah, for years, Venezuela has had the cheapest gas in the world. This is a huge increase percentage-wise, but Venezuela still has the cheapest gas in the world. Now people are going to have to pay maybe as much as a quarter to fill their tank. Before they were paying less than a penny.
A quarter, like 25 cents American to fill the entire tank?
Yeah, not even. A couple nickels, really.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, I'm going to say if anybody's reacting angrily, they're kind of barking up the wrong tree. How are people reacting, though?
You know, Venezuela is probably the only country in the world where people complain that they want higher gas prices. People know that something's very wrong in the economy. There are these huge shortages. People can't get the medicines they need. And at the pumps, people are saying they wish that they would raise the price of gas higher. This increase, people say, is going to do something to alleviate the deficit here. The deficit is running at 25% of GDP. And economists say this increase might account for maybe 1% of GDP. So it's a total drop in the bucket. But a huge hike in gas prices might go some way to solving things.
Yeah, politically, what would a huge hike in gas prices mean? Like if Venezuela started paying what we're paying here in the United States, would that straighten things out?
It's hard to know if anything could really straighten things out, but it might solve some of the crushing shortages, some of the real struggles of daily life here.
So I gather President Maduro also changed the exchange rate, making the local currency, the Bolivar, much weaker, but all right, this gets kind of confusing because there's the official exchange rate and then the unofficial exchange rate, which apparently most people use. So what will changing the exchange rate, as the president's done, actually do?
So it is a little complicated. One thing that the government is trying to do is hold on to dollars by just not letting people exchange the local currency, bolivars, for any foreign currency. Meanwhile, the local currency is hemorrhaging value. So people really want to get rid of their bolivars. And what they do is they turn to the black currency market, where right now $1 buys 1,000 bolivars. Maduro changed the official rate from $1 buying 6 bolivars to $1 buying 10 bolivars. Mm. You can see there's a huge, huge gap. And that leaves room for all sorts of corruption and arbitrage.
Right now, inflation in Venezuela is nearly 200%. The International Monetary Fund predicts inflation is going to top 700% by the end of the year. I have a hard time getting my head around those numbers. What could 700% inflation look like on the ground in Caracas?
Right now, Venezuela has the world's highest inflation by a lot, but it's not the Weimar Republic. People do walk around with huge satchels of cash. I've gone through 2 wallets in the past couple months just because you walk around with these like balls of cash that destroy the stitching. ATMs haven't kept up at all with inflation, so you can only take out the equivalent of $8 a day.
You say it's not the Weimar Republic, but it sounds pretty dire all the same.
Yeah, you know, I saw a 1 Bolivar note sitting on the sidewalk for weeks recently. The currency has just lost so much value that nobody wanted to bother to pick it up. And you see it everywhere. You know, when you're walking around, people always ask, what does something cost today? Even if it's something that they probably buy every day, like a newspaper or bread.
So are people just getting their money and spending it right away?
Exactly. You see people even in the slums buying flat screen televisions, buying refrigerators, because the currency is just bleeding value, and it's going to get so much worse this coming year.
Hannah Dreyer with the Associated Press in Caracas, Venezuela. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Marco.